Is it possible for souls in purgatory to visit us? These testimonies suggest that it is. Learn more about the souls in purgatory and how we can help them on their journey to heaven. Stay tuned to hear the stories. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Hello everyone! Before we dive into today's testimonies, I want to express my gratitude to all our viewers for your support, for your likes, for your comments, and for your personal stories that you have shared with us. Thank you from the heart. May God bless you all. Now, the testimonies I'm about to share with you today, I think very appropriate for November, the month of the Holy Souls. So let's dive right in. Our first testimony comes from Michael, who shares his encounter with a soul from purgatory. Listen to this. I once saw a soul from purgatory at a Jesuit retreat house after everyone had left, except me. I tried to talk with him, but he was totally silent, as if he didn't even know I was there. I later saw his picture in a Jesuit journal, on the obituary page. He was a younger man, not yet a fully professed religious, but in the novitiate. The only difference was, he was smiling in the obituary photo, but looked sad when I met him. I now have a very strong devotion to the souls in purgatory, and try to gain an indulgence for them daily. Michael, your devotion to the souls in purgatory is admirable. Praying for them every day is something we should all look up to. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. Our next testimony comes from Josef, who shares, I came home to Mother Church in the year 2000. Only now do I feel the urgency of praying for those souls in purgatory. I owe many prayers to pray. I shall start these with Padre Pio in my heart. Ave Maria. Josef, I also only relatively recently started devoting my prayers to the souls in purgatory. I guess it's never too late to start. Thank you for sharing your inspiring words. Our last testimony comes from Mary Ann, who shares an intriguing story about an unexpected visit on a snowy day while she was working. Listen to this. I worked as a cook for priests for many, many years. One winter day, as I was busy cooking for the priests, someone knocked on the kitchen door, which was only a few yards from the small church. I was taken aback, given how hard it was snowing and how deep the snow was becoming. I opened the door, and there stood a woman, maybe in her 30s. Yes, may I help you? I asked. The woman answered in a somewhat anguished voice. I need to go to confession. I remember looking left to right to see how she arrived on this snowy day. No sign of any vehicles anywhere in sight. Yes, I answered, I will let the father know and he will come over to the confessional. I called upstairs to the priest, letting him know that there was someone requesting confession. He was a bit surprised, but came right down and went straight to the church, which was, as I said, only a few feet from the rectory. He came back 5 minutes later. There was no one in the church or confessional, he said. Also, aside from the father's set of footprints in the snow, there was no other, anywhere. The snow was clean and fresh, like powder, everywhere. I have no proof, but I concluded in my heart that that woman was a lost spirit seeking reconciliation with God. Marianne, your attentive observation of the surrounding area, which showed no signs of anyone physically approaching your door, strongly supports your conclusion. Thank you for sharing your testimony with us. So, as we witnessed in today's testimonies and heard in Padre Pio's own accounts, the souls in purgatory suffer. but they can benefit greatly from our intercession. So let us not forget to include the faithful departed in our daily prayers. And also, don't forget to enroll your deceased loved ones for the next Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. Thank you for listening. Please keep sending us your testimonies. They are a huge spiritual uplift for all of us. And please, share this video to help our channel grow. And give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.